1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The G7 leaders continue meeting in Italy. Pope Francis has now arrived at the gathering. In a few hours, he will become the first pope to address the body. The Supreme Court rejecting a request to overturn the FDA's declaration of mifepristone as safe, the drug used in the majority of the country's abortions.
The ruling keeps mifepristone available by mail in most states where abortion is legal. In other words, status quo, which Vice President Harris says is not reason to celebrate.
We are looking at the fact that two-thirds of women of reproductive age in America live in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In Congress, the issue has expanded to include access to contraception and IVF.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Today, we could get a ruling on whether presidents should have absolute immunity over prosecution. Rain continuing to fall in South Florida. Some parts of the state, including an area south of Fort Lauderdale and another south of Tampa, getting 20 inches of rain yesterday. This is ABC News. Another FAA investigation into Boeing, this time around the 787 Dreamliners. Boeing admitting hundreds of fasteners on planes under construction may have been improperly installed. Another day of decisions from the Supreme Court this morning possible, with several big cases still outstanding. ABC's Brian Clark says one centers on the add-ons for guns, known as bump stocks.
Private ownership of a machine gun is illegal in the U.S. That dates back to 1934's National Firearms Act. The question for the court was whether bump stocks, devices that allow for rapid fire with one trigger pull, are illegal. During April's oral argument, Justice Kavanaugh warned of a possible consequence if they were.
That's going to ensnare a lot of people who are not aware of the legal prohibition.
Bump stocks were outlawed in 2018 after they were used in the Las Vegas shooting. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Florida Panthers now just one win away from winning the Stanley Cup. They topped the Oilers 4-3 last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college is closing in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Enrollment has dropped by nearly two-thirds over the past decade. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to seniors. Jill Biden says age is not the issue in this election.
But what this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers signed their number one pick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have signed offensive lineman Jordan Morgan. That means all of the team's 11 picks from this year's draft class have now been signed. Now another former first-round pick awaits a new contract, quarterback Jordan Love. The market value went up again. Last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars signing quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a five-year deal worth $275 million, $200 million guaranteed. The 24-year-old Lawrence given $142 million of that. after signing. Baseball, AmFam Field. The Brewers open a 3-game weekend series tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee remains in first place in the NL Central, followed by the Cardinals. The third-place Reds trail by 7 games. NBA, the Boston Celtics could win it all tonight in the NBA Finals.
From game to game or series to series, we always like want more. Even now, up 3-0. We still feel like it's a lot more that we can do. It's a lot more that we want to do.
That's the Celtics' Jason Tatum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight and mid-50s. Increasing clouds, 77 on your Saturday. A few showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, a low around 64. It will be breezy. 85 and partly sunny with a chance of storm Sunday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show, Matt Rothschild's filling in. Biden Top 100 boosting mental health in schools. We also have Luann Bird and Kristen Hanson.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It is the final day of the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WGBW and WISS. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include staycation to Door County, Fort Atkinson, or Lake Geneva.
All right, and this hour's keyword is cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese. That's the keyword. Download the Civic Media app in Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword cheese for your chance to win these statewide prizes.
That's right. Again, the keyword is cheese. Find WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour, and your next chance to play is coming up over 9 with Earl Ingram. Good luck.
All right. And by the way, one more plug on that, Johnny, because... Yeah. This we kind of compete with other stations, too,
yes,
on this.
So we want to win.
We do.
We're tired of coming in second. I know what you're all saying. Ooh, you guys came in second. You're first losers. Congratulations. Why don't you just get a participation trophy?
I know, right? No, we just really, this is so easy, Mark, to do. You just download the app, and a lot of people have downloaded it already, and just, you know.
By the way, we got, okay, cheese. Father's Day
coming up. Oh, yeah, Mark.
We're talking about great Father's Day songs. This is my favorite Father's Day type song of all time.
Is that Daddy?
No.
No, I played that earlier.
I know you did.
I'm introduced. Todd, did you find it?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Father's Day, Tom T. Hall, Homecoming.
I guess I should have written that to let you know that I was coming home. But I've been gone so many years, I didn't realize you had a phone.
It's not harmony. It's just awesome.
I saw your cattle coming in. Boy, they're looking mighty fat and slick.
I never heard the song.
Suffered at the service station. Told me that his wife was awfully sick.
You people who like this song would find this a little annoying.
You heard my record on the radio.
Oh, it's just another song. I got a hit recording. It'll be out on the market for too long.
I'm gonna put it in the case.
I got this ring
in Mexico. No, it didn't cost me quite a bunch.
Get to the point.
When you're in the business that I'm in, people call it putting up a front.
I know I've lost
a little weight. I guess I'm looking kind of pale.
I think I just read a book.
If you didn't know me better, Dad, you'd probably think I was running out of jail.
No, we don't ever call them
beer joints. Nightclubs are the places that I work.
Mark, do you ever feel like just slitting your wrist?
You meet a lot of people there, but no, there ain't no chance of getting hurt.
Okay, what is this about?
It's about him going back.
God, that I hear.
Listen.
Song.
When there's mama passed away.
There's no chorus.
I was on the road, and when they came and told me it was just too late.
Listen.
Okay, now I can listen. Thank you.
I drove by the grave to see her, boy, that really is pretty stone. I'm glad that Fred and Jan are here. It's better than you being here alone.
Tom T. Hall, Homecoming, one of the all-time great father songs.
Is this the chorus now?
Well, I knew you was going
to
ask me who the lady was that's sleeping in my car.
That's a story.
It's poetry. It's musical poetry.
Usually you sing, and you tell a story, then you go to a chorus, let's all gather around the
gravestone. It's about a musician, trying to make it the business. And he's on the road all the time.
I get it.
And he didn't even know that his mom died. They couldn't get a hold of him. So he goes back to visit his dad, who he hasn't seen in years and years and years. And he visits him. And it's a homecoming. And so he goes back to visit his dad after 20 years.
I'm fine with the storyline. But usually in music, Johnny, they do a stanza and then they go to a chorus. So you kind of know what it's about. Let's all gather around mom's gravestone or something.
Tom T. Hall doesn't need a chorus. He's Tom T. Hall. My God.
That was boring.
That was not boring. Look, I got good. Okay. Great Father's Day song. There's another one. That's My Job, Conway Twitty. That was, people loved that song.
They listened to that song, John and his dad, when they went fishing.
Yes! There you go. Absolutely.
Without a license problem.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That reminds me of fishing. Just super boring. All right. So, hey, happy Father's
Day. Wow.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, Mark. Hi there. All right.
How doing, buddy?
Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Yeah.
I got to ask this first of all, for my brother's sake, what do you do for sciatica?
Oh, yeah.
For his brother's sake. That's such, it's for him. It's always, okay, go ahead. But, yeah. Okay.
John, well, I said we're going to go from head to toe with John.
Yeah.
We'll have all his ailments taken care of.
You're never going to get past that.
I'll tell you what, you've seen this. When I get gout in my toe, I'm disabled. You saw it, Mark. Remember the press box in Denmark? I had to do the game without my shoe on. I had to walk through the parking lot after the game holding my shoe.
I was with Ted the other night, and we talked about that.
Wow.
Sciatica. Right. Sciatica. It's nerve related, you know. So that nerve is like the size of your pinky.
Oh, it's that big of a
nerve?
Yeah,
it's a big nerve. It's maybe not that big, but I mean, it's a big nerve. But it gets, you know, what happens is it gets pinched off, or it's kind of pinched. So that's why you get that numbness, or you get different feelings down your leg.
Sharp pains on the back of your butt, basically.
Yeah, you get numbness. Yeah. You get So
what's pinching it off? Your spine?
No, there's a big muscle.
Oh.
And so it's a matter of stretching. There's a great.
Is there a way to prevent it?
Right.
Flexibility. I mean, you know what? After this last year, it's great because Jim was talking about it. I think it doesn't matter if you're a gardener. It doesn't matter if you're an athlete. It doesn't matter if you're just a weekend warrior. You know, 5 minutes, 8 minutes of stretching a little bit before and after exercise, that's one of the best ways you can just help prevent some of this stuff.
So I work out, right? I really do, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And the guy said, are you sore? I'm never sore. But we spend the last 10 minutes, I wish we'd spend the whole hour, but just stretching. And that really helps. Before, we do it 5 minutes. But it's pretty quick, but then after, it's a little bit longer.
And I'm out here preaching this stuff. Here's a great example. Last night, I'm like, okay, trying to get healthier, and I'm out walking. And I'm at a pretty good clip. I hate running. I'll be honest with you. My wife knows this. But I was at a pretty good clip. But I realized my shins, I was developing shin splints because I was getting too quick at my pace. So I literally, on the sidewalk, stopped, stretched, and finish the last 15 minutes, of my walk. But if I don't do that, a lot of times, I do come home. I grab a water and I'll sit on the deck. That's not the best thing. How do you cool down that?
Don't they say that? You get a physical trainer. Mm-hmm. Don't they say that one of the most important things is, everybody talks about stretching before you work out, but don't they say one of the best things is a stretch, for your last thing?
Yeah, that's what we do. It's the last 10 minutes of stretching. And just, you talk about the shin splints, and I hate those. That I think that is so painful. And there's really nothing you can do about it. I mean, you just wait it out.
Nah,
but after I run or do the steps, I just get on the steps and just do those like toe raises, and you do that for like a minute. And it's like there's no soreness.
And that's the thing about it. The stretching that we're talking about, it's probably even maybe a better way to say it. It's just taking your body parts through movements.
Right.
You don't even. It's
you don't
just,
need any equipment.
No. You just. It's just moving the body part to say, hey, you've now worked for the last hour, half an hour, 10 minutes. I don't care what it is. Just take a few minutes to say, all right, we got to cool down.
Right.
You know, if someone goes out and runs or is active, just going on the last two blocks and just walking would help you
the
out.
Cool down is
the
so...
problem is sometimes like runners will come back and say, well, I got my 5 miles in, but you ran right up till you walked in your door. You jumped in the shower, you got dressed and you went right to work, you know, and then you maybe sat in a chair.
Well, people do that. No, but that stretching. You know, all I want to say is how it's just a matter of time because it's not difficult and it's not. You don't need any equipment to stretch. That's the good thing about it. So,
and there's trust me, there is great technology out there. You know, they have now these recovery labs and air that will push in and try to push swelling and help out your legs. They're big. It's almost like a putting a bag over your legs, and you can do them with your arms and it. They call them recovery labs.
Like they're, Michelin Man stuff?
Yeah. It's
I've
one
never
of
heard of these, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's they get inflated, and it does help. You know, you can elevate your legs, and there's compression. But it's one of those things of just go
Come
for a
on,
walk.
Right.
You know, like or like Jim said, just moving your legs up and down, just moving those body parts afterwards, you're like, okay, it's the same thing. Like,
doesn't that something to do with the lactic acid? Correct.
We talked about this at one point, like pitchers. Pitchers, if you realize what a major league pitcher, they come off after 5 innings, 6 innings. They're now going to go in. Most people think, oh, they just went in ice. No, you can go sit in your dugout for the rest of that half inning. They go in and probably get on a bike and now ride because you're trying to flush that lactic acid. You've worked your arms so hard, but it gets sore, so you need to flush it.
Jim Abbott. Remember Jim Abbott, the pitcher with the one hand?
Yep.
And I read his book, and he actually, what do you got? He was in the American League, then was in the National, whatever. But he used to go jogging if he got pulled out just to run it off.
When I really, so I did.
But, one time he got lost. He was in a city. It's like, holy crap, I am completely lost. I have no money. I'm in shorts. And he got lost. But he said he would jog for a long time after he pitched.
So when I did some work with the Milwaukee Brewers minor league club system when their Class A was in Beloit.
Oh.
Those guys at that level, you got fined. If you went in and went in and just showered, you was a $100 fine.
Wow.
So it was
for a minor leaguer.
It was
huge.
So it was a matter of biking. They had exercises they had to do. After you get all that stuff done, then they can ice their elbow or their shoulder. Hmm. So again, for your common folk who's listening to the show, you know, let's say you're working your shoulder a lot on a weekend. Yes, you may need to stretch it. You know, just basics.
That
basic movements.
Do that all the time. Yeah. That means
all the time.
What we would do over the arm. What Mark is showing us. You can't
But it's one of those things,
John,
too.
Okay. Okay.
90% of us would, when you're done working out, you say,
grab a beer.
I mean, absolutely. You know what I mean? And
we all joke about it. Hey, isn't that ice on the inside?
Now that I become a cyclist.
He went once and got a ticket, turned around. So, okay.
Okay.
Cyclist.
Now, you're going to go twice?
Yeah.
So anyway, but you know what? On my phone, I didn't have my pedometer with me.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Jim told me
I did.
Those won't count as footsteps. But on my phone, I can show you, it said, congratulations, you got 10,000 steps. Is biking as good as walking or running?
No, it's not the same. I was really surprised when he said that because your doctor might say, look, you need to get at least 8,000 steps. He goes on a bike ride, which is kind of that's not jogging or walking.
It's a matter of your intensity that you're getting.
Oh, I was intense.
Jeez.
I can show you, though. It said 10,000 steps.
That surprised me. And it wasn't on his ankle. He didn't put his phone on his ankle. It was just in his pocket.
Well, I couldn't because I got that other thing on my ankle.
What?
House arrest thing.
Yeah.
I got a set of Craig Brake. Mark Houston in the house. We're talking the Flukies in New York. Stay with us.
So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I said I could make it out there if I just had the fare. I got half, will you loan me the rest? And I said, Daddy, I'm so afraid there's no guarantee in the plans I've made.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor here with Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. Do we have Peter and Tracy on? Peter and Tracy Flukey from the Big Apple, New York City. Congratulations.
You made it.
How are you guys doing?
Woohoo! Yes, we made it. We're a bit tired, but we're glad to be done and had a great experience.
Did you finish with a sprint? Because we were kind of watching you. We were thinking, oh, geez, you know.
We were
happy 4th of July,
the first few days.
Right? And we were.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're there. What did you?
Yeah, you know, I think mentally that kind of is how it goes, because every day we kind of just get up and go for a bike ride. And then one day you go, oh, my, we're only, you know, 100 miles. Right. We're only 60 miles.
Right.
But yesterday we planned a really short day because we knew we had to navigate the George Washington Bridge and,
wow,
and city traffic. So we got up late and only did 17 miles yesterday, which was a great plan.
That's how do you guys feel? Because I've got Mark Houston here right now, and we're talking about, you know, myself getting to be a competitive cyclist, and Mark, we're talking about the difference between running and cycling and things like that. Mark, what questions would you have for them?
Well, Peter and Tracy, congratulations.
That's terrific.
It's awesome. I was watching the video of you guys going across the bridge, but like we were just talking about this. It doesn't matter if it's for you guys or if it's someone who's just starting as a cyclist like John is. What do you guys do when you guys get off the bike? What are your first two or three things you guys do to help you recover?
Yeah, well, thanks much to Lee Herkus from Bell and our sports nutritionist. Literally, the first thing that we do when we roll in town, we try to find ourselves a convenience store and get ourselves a really good snack of high protein, because all day long we've been burning carbohydrates, that quick energy fuel that we need to keep going. But we've also been tearing down muscle, and we need to rebuild that as quickly as we possibly can. So I'm a huge fan of chocolate milk. So that's my reward at the end of the day, if I can find it.
So you guys do post workout, post ride, you're taking care of your body instead of just like collapsing on your cot or something like that
and drinking beer.
Yeah, exactly. As Peter said, we stop and get the protein on board, and then we, you know, continue into where we're staying, whether it's camping or warm showering or going to a hotel for the night, and then, you know, just relaxing a bit and then stretching out and, you know, kind of getting back on our feet and moving a bit and maybe going for a walk and getting a good dinner as well.
That's exactly what Mark was just talking about, you need to do.
And I don't know if you guys heard it. We were just trying to say, keep it simple. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're the weekend warrior, if you're just starting out, or if you're someone like you guys, competitive cyclist. Just keep it simple.
But they didn't bring a chamber. You know what I mean? They did it. It was just their own body. And
I think the other thing, I think Tracy just said it. It's just Peter or Tracy said it. Chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's one of the most simplest things to replenish a body and help it out. It's not saying that they're having a gallon either. You know, I mean,
John?
No. Yeah. The other thing that I use in my mind to keep me going is I think about the fact of what I eat today isn't really about today. It's about what I'll be able to do tomorrow. So having that kind of longer time frame in my head of my nutrition really seems to make a big difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
But can you use that? Because
There's a train of thought that I would have. Well, it would be like, okay, I just biked 40 miles. I'm doing 40 miles tomorrow. I can eat a pizza tonight and have six beers or whatever because I'm going to burn it all off. But you guys don't approach it that way, do you?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
That's good.
So one of my ways of, I love those little packs of chocolate covered donuts that you get in the grocery store, and it's got to be one of the most awful foods you could possibly eat. But I had my last pack yesterday on the way in because basically my metabolism's a blast furnace while we're doing these things, so I can get away with that. But we'll start getting away from that pretty soon here.
But that's what I was talking about. Yeah, it just because you know it's just fuel; it's going to be burnt up. That's how I live.
Okay, John went 2 miles and got a ticket. So we'll.
Did you guys hear about that?
We'll build on this story.
I heard about that, and John, I must say, as the president of the Friends of the Fox River Trail, I am very disturbed with that. You need to get a pass.
And Tracy, you're an elected person. You highlight customer service. This was really wrong. What happened? I mean, this is just there's. Anyway, yeah, I'm glad. And that's right, you are the president of Fox River Trail. So, yeah.
I am, yes.
Hey, just for clarification, technically that wouldn't be a ticket yet, right? If he purchases a new one within a period of time, then he is all sins are forgiven.
Nope, they still give him a $10 citation.
I got a citation. I got to pay $35 within 5 days.
And 25 is the ticket. 25 is the pass and 10 is the ticket.
Or I think they put one of those big boots on my bike.
Yeah.
Which that means John is not biking for the rest of this year.
Yeah.
It was a short biking career.
So how many miles did you guys go? What is the total?
We had a total of 1,573 miles, and it took us 29 days, including our days off. We had about 5 days that we took off the bike, that we just stayed in wherever we were, and we averaged about 54 miles a day. I guess we're getting a little older. Our average went down a bit.
Come on. Come on, pick it up.
Slackers. No wonder it took you so damn long. Jeez, I made waiting it in 2 weeks.
Driving.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're not. But the way back is going to be a little more our style, right?
Yes. We're going to be, we checked into Amtrak. That was our plan, to take Amtrak on the way back. But we just can't get on the train right now. And get a roomette that we would like. So we're going to rent a car and we're going to drive back. So we anticipate getting home by late Monday night.
Awesome.
Terrific.
Congratulations, you guys. You're such an inspiration.
Yes.
And it's so much fun following along with you guys. Yeah. It wasn't all roses either. You guys had some tough situations.
We've gotten pretty good about sharing the ugly too. I think probably one of the most gratifying things about this trip though was how many people were following us and just how much they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go into withdrawal here shortly from not biking quite so much. But I think the audience, our audience will probably do that as well, but they can still purchase, shameless plug here, they can still purchase our books, Coast to Coast on a Tandem, or Bicycling Historic Route 66. Those trips were longer. We were fresher. So a lot of the same kind of experiences and some even better ones are in those books.
Outstanding. Wow. Outstanding.
And like Johnny said, you are an inspiration. And I think biking is pretty easy to do, right? It doesn't cost a fortune to buy a bike. And if you buy a pass for $25, which John is learning the hard way, there's so many places to go here, and not everybody has to bike to New York, but I mean, that could be a long-term goal, but I just think you guys are just terrific for what you're doing for the community, and bring some of those ideas back, things you saw along the trail that we could maybe do here in Brown County.
We definitely will. We've seen lots of really good things and lots of things that were not so good that we can share with the
community.
Well,
we can't wait to get you on as soon as possible when you get back and give you more time to tell the whole story. Mark, any words of wisdom for them?
Rest up. Enjoy that time.
Rest
Thanks,
is
Mark,
as important as anything. Hey, I like that.
Recovery,
hey, can you guys do me a favor? When you guys come back, could you give me the number of your nutritionist?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Absolutely. Otherwise, Mark has it, too.
Oh, you got it, Mark? Oh, yeah. It works for you. Okay,
Mark's been coming on here for 6 months, and this is the first time Johnny's asked
I didn't know
for
you
it,
had
so.
Nutritionist. You never mentioned
he
that
did
before.
Too.
No, he didn't.
He
I
did
swear.
Did you, Roll Mark? The tape, Todd.
Oh.
Yeah, Mark.
He destroyed the tape. Peter and Tracy Flukey, thank you so much. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Lutherans. Fox Valley Veterans coming up next.
Happy Father's Day, you guys.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
Say, Roy, say, God, give me a choice. Say, Lord, I say, Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein. Einstein or Superman.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The new president of the Wisconsin FFA Association hails from Western Wisconsin, and he's ready to serve. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. It was the wrap-up of the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention in Madison. The announcement that Jesse Thompson, the previous Wisconsin State FFA reporter, would now assume the role as the new Wisconsin State FFA president. He tells us a little bit more about his background that brought him to this point in his career.
I grew up on my family's hobby farm, showing dairy cattle, raising sheep, all sorts of livestock, and I actually work with the local farm to milk my dairy cows so I can raise calves at the farm without having to milk. My dad owns a feed mill, so grew up riding in the truck and riding tractor and all that sort of thing. I'm also super passionate about agriculture policy. I've been really involved in Farm Bureau and FFA Day on the Hill and going to events like that to practice advocating in the legislature and all sorts of places like Washington, D.C. and Madison. And that's just been something I've really tried to lean into.
Jesse Thompson is his name, from the Galesville-Ettrick Trempealeau FFA chapter, now the new Wisconsin State FFA president.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations: Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. And congratulations to some of our hardworking University Extension staff across the state. Their recent conference recognized some of the real leaders, like Erica Bierstrom from Kewaunee, Door, and Brown counties, recognized with the Search for Excellence Award in Livestock Production. Natasha Paris from Green Lake, Adams, Marquette, and Washera counties picked up the Early Career Achievement Award. Sandy Stutton from Taylor County was presented the Distinguished Service Award. They also recognized P.J. Leash, University Extension Entomologist, and Louise Ferretto, University Extension Dairy Nutrition Specialist, for their support of county extension work. Congratulations. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight and mid-50s. Increasing clouds, 77 on your Saturday. A few showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, a low around 64. It will be breezy. 85 and partly sunny with a chance of storm Sunday.
It's 64 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 96.
Don't forget, final day of the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest with WGBW and WISS. It's your shot to win Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Again, this hour's word to text in right now is the word cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. Text that in. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBEW and text the word cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. It's your last shot to play along during Mino and the Mayor. Your next shot to play is coming up after 9 o'clock with Earl Ingram. Right now, back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to the Flukies joining us from New York City. And, of course, Mark Houston, Bell in Sports Medicine. Always great having him here. Oh, yeah. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The guy sitting right next to me will swear by his Pella Windows and Doors.
I will. I didn't know if it was our guest or me. Do you have Pella Windows and Doors?
I don't.
Okay, well, here, let me tell you why you should.
I don't.
So Pella will come out to your house, and they'll look at it. They have, and they'll give you like a computer rendering of this type of window with white wood. What's that called when they have the wood through the, you know, the, like the grid? You know, sometimes those are cool because I have an older home. And like this weekend, not this weekend, next weekend we have If Houses Could Talk, you know, and they put those signs in front of the historic homes and you walk around and see that. And people comment on our house, and I like that, but it has to do a lot with the windows and doors. We spent a little bit of money when we bought the house.
We have the realtors in here. Yeah. When we had Deanna and Ben Malker, first thing they said, windows and doors. And
it, a couple things. One is it really adds curb appeal, which is nice, but what it really does is it reduces your utility cost.
No, you know, question what
I mean? Because those older homes are, you know, they're nice, but they weren't built like they are today. We don't, it's 100 years later, right? We have a lot more and good windows and doors. I'm telling you like $400 a month our utilities dropped, which
amazing.
Is
amazing.
You know, the windows aren't the cheapest thing, no. But your payback is less than a year. Anyway.
And if you order today from Pella, get 0% interest for up to 48 months. That will end on the 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today. Right. Tim Cody joining us from Fox Valley Veterans. And I've mentioned this when I saw you were coming in. I personally don't know a human being who spends more amount of their life simply helping veterans the way you do. And that's no lie, Tim. You've devoted your entire life to this, haven't you?
Well, you know, I spent almost 30 years in the Army, active duty, just short of that. And, you know, I retired and was just really searching for that sense of fulfillment that I had serving.
Yeah.
And, you know, I found the Fox Valley Veterans Council, got brought in by the previous president, Jim Strong. And, you know, it fulfills that need. I mean, it really does. And, you know, helping our service members who have at least written their name down on a check, you know, to help its nation. And whether that check is cashed or not, we don't know. But, you know, they've written their name down.
For absolutely.
It. That's awesome that, I mean, you were called to that, right? I know I kind of relate when you were talking. I relate a little bit to having that void after you do something that you so loved and were probably really good at. And then you have that void and to find something that fulfills your self-worth, but really what you're doing for the veterans across this community is admirable. And there's enough to keep you busy.
Oh yeah. there's enough to keep busy, and it's getting busier every year.
Tim, you know, one of the things too, and watching you guys in action, it can be a huge thing that you help people on or a really small thing. And you treat both with the same amount of respect and, you know, motivation, whatever you need to do to make that, you know, a better situation. I saw that in action. I think that's pretty cool. Because it'd be easy for you guys to blow off the littler things and take care of the bigger pictures, but you guys don't. And to those veterans you're helping, that what we might think is a little thing, to them could be a huge thing in their life.
Yeah, you never know what's going to be important. And that's both to the veterans we're helping and donors. So, I mean, every donor, whether it's a $10 check or, you know, a $50,000 check, gets, you know, personal letters from us thanking them for.
And tell about some of the things that you do for veterans.
Right. All right. So the Fox Valley Veterans Council is a 501c3 charity. Our biggest financial assistance is the Veterans Emergency Fund. And what that does is that helps veterans who are in emergency situations for basic needs. Most of that is really housing. About 65 to 75% of our funding goes to housing. As you know, rent is out of control. Mortgages are difficult to pay for. And we're finding our veterans who have been in a house for an apartment for 10, 15 years, they're now getting priced out of that same place. And they're now on fixed salaries or fixed pensions, and they can't keep up with the inflation. So that's skyrocketing. We also have a dental program that works with Tri-County Dental. And so we help pay for dental care. We pay for utilities. Another big expense is vehicles. So as you know, there was a huge spike for used vehicles. The cost went out of control. So, you know, we're paying for repairs of vehicles that were the value of the vehicle.
Absolutely.
Because they couldn't afford to go buy a used one anymore. And if you don't have a vehicle, really it's very difficult to have a job, particularly in most places. When you get outside of, you know, in inner city park where you don't have buses, you know, how are you going to go get a job?
Yeah, that's great that you're focusing on the veterans, but what you just went through, those economic.
Jim works at a homeless shelter.
Well, I work at a homeless shelter, sure. But I teach at our local technical college. What you just said is affecting more than just veterans, right? I mean, you're talking about housing, which is crazy for students. It's crazy for people who are trying to get back into society after recovering through or working through a homeless, and the cost. So, and I think we need people like you to help different segments of our community. And those are real, real things that are not just focused on veterans. Those are state, world, nationwide issues. And, you know, thank God you're there to help them because people are getting priced out. And you have that emergency fund, and people need to give to that because you need to keep these people confident that they're not going to lose their home. They're not going to lose their vehicle, or if they have a vehicle.
And somebody like Tim's organization is the last link between those two things.
Yeah, emergency fund.
Because Jim and I always talk, it is not that big of a leap from being a normal whatever in life to all of a sudden I'm homeless.
Right. That, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it does affect the whole population. What's interesting about veterans is they're about 6.6% across the nation as far as poverty level, but they're 13% in the state of Wisconsin for homelessness. Mm. So why do our veterans have a homelessness issue? Part of it probably can be, you know, some of the issues that some of them will bring back from their service. A pride issue, yeah. Huge pride issue a veteran, right? They'd rather live in a car than tell somebody that they're homeless and try to figure it out. So, you know, those are interesting things, you know, that affect across the board our population, but some things will affect different groups. And for some reason, homelessness is affecting our veteran population more.
So we talk to listeners in Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay, and I can speak with a little authority on Green Bay in that, you know, we do have some veterans living in our shelter, but looking for places to go to because you talk about the issues, and I don't want to get into that, but there's some issues that they have to deal with as well, right? Like all of us. But Johnny's working a fundraiser this weekend for these tiny homes. And it's really not tiny homes. It's more cottage industry. I forgot what the name of it is exactly. It's
Cottage Court. Cottage Court.
And it's going to be 21.
Village for veterans.
And this village is going to have 21 homes, 7 this year. And not that expensive, quite honestly, to build. So anyway, those are things that we got to do. And I didn't know that we were 13%.
We're really excited about this. Yeah. We're really big behind this project.
Yeah, sure.
Here.
Veterans First of New is part of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. They are a member. And I will be meeting their executive director.
Gail?
Right after this.
Gail Nurse. Yeah. She's Gail awesome. She's tenacious.
Well, we might
she's
see
wonderful.
Saturday. We're going to have some pancakes and breakfast afterwards and talk about, hopefully we can set up a memorandum understanding.
I'm in charge of the museum.
Hopefully, we
if
can.
If I raise 75 grand.
that's the caveat.
We can get an agreement. So, we like to partner with groups like this. So
awesome.
One of the reasons I joined the Fox Valley Veterans Council is, as you know, there's veteran groups all over the place, right?
Oh, yeah.
And people tell you all the time, like, I don't even know who to donate to. There's so many of them, right? The Fox Valley Veterans Council is unique in that its members are veteran groups. So, it's not individuals. It is a veteran group joins and they send a delegate, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so there's kind of an umbrella, not that we control them, but it's a place where they can gather and
talk
about.
It's like a clearinghouse. And the thing that I've seen, because I went to all the meetings, it's almost more of a word of mouth type thing. I got a guy who's got it. Oh, well, I've got a guy in my group then who can help him. I mean, there's such synergy amongst you guys. It was incredible.
Right. So that's what we try to build. And, you know, I try to cooperate with all the groups. And so what I'm hoping to be able to do is create an agreement with Gail and Veterans First where we can help and put people in and like pay for the first two or three.
That's phenomenal.
Get them in there.
And awesome. Tim, I think what you're doing, having this Fox Valley Veterans and overseeing it. I mean, you're a good guy. You got a lot of integrity. You're dedicated to it. But some people, there's a little bit, there are a couple scams out there too. And I think people were hurt by that. And you give money and then all of a sudden you read this article. It's like 60 or like
the one guy than, taking his like secretary to the Bahamas for a month.
Less than 20% went to where we wanted it to go. You know,
yeah,
and now
it's not like that with this.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I think that's great that you have these veteran organizations and you got this umbrella and you really know what they're doing and how what kind of impact they're making.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that happens all the way around. I can tell you, you know, as far as the organization goes, we have a public meeting every month. Anybody can come. I brief my financials every month. So, I mean, we open it up to the public. They can come. We obviously file our 990 every year. I think we're just around 80% of our money goes to the programmatic program. But the other thing we do is we have the ability to, what we say, vet the vets.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, yes, you're right. There's some stealing honor out there. There's some people out there who just aren't honest. And we have a great organization. I have five volunteer caseworkers. I have a case manager. We have connections with all the county veteran service officers. And my experience in the Army allows me to read the discharge papers and talk to the county veteran service officers and know whether we actually have a real veteran out there. And so that's something everybody can feel good about, that they know the money is going to go to the vet, but it won't go directly to the vet. It's going to go to the creditor. Right.
Oh,
but another thing that is really cool about your thing, your experience as a lawyer in the military really puts you as an authority on a lot of situations. Tell a little bit about your background as an attorney in the military.
Yeah. So I was originally just commissioned. I contracted in 1983, got commissioned in 1987. And then the Army decided, in its infinite wisdom, to send me to law school. And then I got a letter at law school saying, hey, man, you've been branch transferred to the JAG Corps. I'm like, what the hell is the JAG Corps? I just thought they're sending me to law school and I might have a degree. That was kind of cool. I'd already been through jump school and stuff like that. So I was really lucky. I got in the Army at that time period where I could hang out with a lot of airborne troops, special forces stuff, because not a lot of lawyers had wings on their chest. And I got to do that for a very, very long time, which is really cool. I love doing that because, you know, you kind of get to go play soldier every once in a while and then go hide behind your desk when you need to.
Can you tell the sniper story?
Oh, well, okay. When I was in Iraq, we had some bad guys who liked to shoot over the wall, right? And so I'm coming back at 2 o'clock in the morning one day, and, you know, the fawns from the palm trees start falling down and you start hearing, whew, whew. I'm like, oh, okay. I ditched my bike. By the way, I'm riding a bike with, you know, like a reflective vest on because that's what they wanted us to wear, which made you a pretty easy target, I think. But they didn't want us riding bikes on post without being seen.
And you were just doing that to work out, basically, right?
Well, where I lived was about probably a mile and a half, two miles from where work was. So it was a long little hike, you know. So I got to be able to beat a bike when ride my bike back and forth to work. It was called Camp Victory, and you know, I dumped my bike and rolled into a sewer ditch. And so that was fine for about 45 minutes hanging out there till that went away. But, you know, in the end, you know, we had some counter sniper stuff going on. And, you know, they call up and say, hey, sir, you want to come see? Because we found the guy. They took the shot and got the guy. Now my nights were going to be a lot more peaceful going home.
Got back on your bike. Wow.
That happened to me on the trail the other day.
Oh, man.
Camp Victory was a unique place. I stayed a week there outside of Baghdad, right by the airport. Did you go out right Route Irish?
Oh, every day I was on Route Irish.
You were not.
Yes, I was. Yeah. So
How did you not get hit?
We did get hit a few times. You know, I was in charge of the rule of law in Iraq. So my job was to go find judges and cops and set up judicial conference centers and start the whole process back up in the country again. So I kind of ran around doing that.
Okay, you can stick around. We're going to send it to a break. Sure. I want to talk about that. That's a very dangerous job in Iraq at the time. Because I remember when I first went over to Commander Kelly had just gotten killed. And he had been meeting with the locals. And they had bombs planted inside the walls. I mean, that was a very dangerous thing. Civil affairs is one of the most dangerous, underrated jobs in the military. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. You're out there right there with the locals.
We're going to send a quick break. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans, back right after this.
Got to pay your dues if you want to see the blue. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. Great event coming up tomorrow. I'm going to be a part of this. The Cottage Court Village fundraiser for veterans. Food trucks, arts and crafts, performances, raffles, booyah, auctions, family fun. Jarts and I just realized, have to do a hula hoop contest.
Oh, cool.
Who are you putting your money on?
Anybody but you. Yeah, okay.
So I'll be emceeing this. Ron and Mike Music Company will be there. Bill Jarts, of course. Mickey Grosso. Kenny Yonke tribute shows. And the Packerettes are going to be there. So that'll be pretty cool. So
a hula hoop contest. That could be over in seconds.
Yeah. It goes from 10 to 3 tomorrow. 2330 Meadow Park Drive, Alloway Avenue at the 9th Street Wellness Center. It's going to be a great event. Once again, for Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin.
And we are with someone who has given his life really to the military. I'm just sensing from you that you enjoyed your 30 years.
I loved it.
Yeah, I can tell that.
If I could still be in the Army, I would be.
Isn't that great? I mean, some people...
Was it because of your injuries you had to get out?
Yeah, I mean, I got beat up. I got, worn down. And you get to a point and the Army looks at you and, like, you know, I was having to take a substitute PT test and... You know, they'd put me in the recruiting command, which I was very unhappy. I'd been with troops my whole life, and now I was with the recruiting command, which nothing against the recruiters or anything, but that's not where I wanted to be. I kind of made my disgruntledness known, and, you know, kind of they said, well, you know, you can retire.
But then
you ain't going to a unit.
Right.
But you found your way to get your niche.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, you have good energy. I can see that you liked your 30 years, but you're liking it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's very challenging now. I'm working, I think, in any charity across the board can just be very, very challenging because it's just nonstop.
I'll tell you something else. Jim and I always talk. We both have this one quality for good or bad. And I know you have a really good BS meter. Don't you?
Hopefully, you know, I mean, sometimes you get taken, but.
Yeah, but mostly, and then you're raising money. I mean, we spent a tremendous amount of time, not tremendous, but we spend a lot of time raising money, right? And they're all good, right? I mean, 99% of the things out there are good. And it gets a little bit competitive and you got to state your case, you know, and someone who's lived it like you, I would think means a lot, but. I always tell people who help with the fundraising that, you know, I went and saw so-and-so, they said no. I'm like, did they say no or hell no? Because sometimes you got to go back.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different ways to do that. You know, I've seen people act like cold call salesman, right? They just figure if I talk to 200 people, I'm going to get 10 yeses.
Just mathematically.
Mathematically, I'm going to get it, right? The way I do it is I kind of go out. My first ask is never for money. My first ask is, where is your vet that needs help? That is always my first ask because that is my mission. So after that, you know, most of the time the conversation will go, well, how do you raise money? And I look at them, I go, from your pockets.
Any way possible.
It would be very helpful if you could reach in there right now. I had a contest with my community engagement manager when we go and talk little groups, like how much just cold, hard cash can you come back with? You know, like, so look, I got $100 in my pocket I just raised from people who pulled it out.
But most importantly, you make that special connection.
Right. You know, it's a personal connection. One, totally. You have to connect as the group, right? They have to trust the Fox Valley Veterans Council, first of all. And then they have to want to –